Okay, now we can start.
Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA.
If you build it, they will come, Joel. You seen that movie?
I have seen
it. He's in the movie, Joe?
Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA.
In our 670 The Score studios, Jordan Malley.
Shout out to Jordan Malley.
Did Matt Peck get a signed copy of that book?
No, Matt Peck, he didn't. No.
No.
I'll talk to D. Rose.
Yeah, you're going to make it happen.
And Matt, you will be getting your book soon.
Kick back and get ready for the best hour of your day.
Are players buying in, Jim?
Yes.
Fair enough.
And so all I was saying on this podcast, the Locked On Bulls podcast.
Locked On Bulls, 5 days a week.
Locked On Bulls starts now.
You can just see the vibe.
Here are your hosts, Jordan Malley and Matt Peck.
What's up and welcome into Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck, also host of Bulls Outsiders on NBC Sports Chicago, following all 82 Bulls games this season. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls_Peck. You can follow my co-host Jordan Malley at Jordan C. Malley, and you can follow us at Locked On Bulls. Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/LockedOnShyBulls. Shoot us an email, LockedOnBulls@gmail.com. And of course, that text and voicemail line always there for you, our fellow Bulls fans, 331-979-1369. Well, here we are on Tuesday, a few days removed from the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gigi, and seven others in a helicopter crash in California Sunday morning. My guys, John and Big Dave, and I spent the entirety of our Outsiders episode last night reflecting on the life and career of Kobe Bryant, what he meant to the NBA, what he meant to Bulls fans like us. And I thought about getting on and, you know, carrying on as normal today, talking about a Bulls-Spurs game that happened last night, and moving forward, what do we do with this Bulls season? And I just can't. I couldn't. I'm a very stoic person by nature, and when sad things happen, when anything that evokes emotion happens, I tend to push it down for as long as I can before letting it affect me. And I think Sunday, even as I was watching all the coverage on TV, it still didn't seem real. When Jordan and I were on the mics together yesterday talking about Kobe's legacy and the ifs and the whats about the potential ties he had to the Bulls, playing in the shadow of Jordan's legacy, talking about, you know, everything that we were feeling, trying to comprehend this sudden and tragic loss, I still was not letting myself feel it entirely. Because you can't force yourself to feel an emotion until you're really ready to receive it. And so even during last night's Outsiders episode, as I was listening to Big Dave and John talk about what Kobe meant to them and trying to express what he meant to me as an NBA fan, as a Bulls fan, I still hadn't hit that breaking point. And I even talked about it on the show last night about how I was still very much in denial of what had happened, and that was my clue that I was going through a grieving process, but I had still just barely scratched the surface because I was still in denial. And I don't know why it happened to be this morning that it hit me, but that's when it hit me. And I've been crying a lot today, and everybody, sadly, goes through some tragedy in their lives. Everybody loses people they love. It's a part of life. It's a shitty, awful part of life, but it's also something that reminds us how precious life is and how precious the people that we love are to us, and how much we should appreciate the time we have with them. And I think maybe part of the reason that I was not letting myself react and feel this loss of an NBA legend, of a superhero, somebody who seemed larger than life, somebody who seemed immortal, is because I knew that as soon as I let it affect me, my mind and my heart would go to a place that's very difficult for me to go to. And I'm talking about the loss of my dear cousin, Stephen, who passed away 5.5 years ago at the age of 28. I felt motivated to share this on Twitter earlier today, and there were tears streaming down my face as I wrote it, but I felt like it's something that not only would have been therapeutic for me to get off my chest, but maybe something that others could, you know, find resonating and relate to as we all try and deal with our grief. So I thought that just for those of you who might not be on Twitter or might not follow me for whatever reason, that that I would read it and share with all of you out there in Bulls Nation, all of you basketball fans, all of you who are out there grieving in your own way. And we all have the right to grieve in our own way. Some of the things that I've been thinking about and the way that this grief finally hit me in a way that I knew it would, and I was afraid of how hard it would hit. But we all have to grieve, and we all have to take the steps that are required to do that. A thread on how I've been dealing with the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant. More than his career accomplishments, his faults, the ways he made proactive changes to be a better person, the way I felt about him and actively rooted against him as a Bulls fan, I keep coming back to his family. I thought about sharing this on Outsiders last night, but I didn't want to make our show about me. And honestly, I'm not sure I could have made it through without breaking down entirely. 5 years ago, I lost my cousin and dear friend when he was just 28. I was with him when it happened. He was born with a severe heart condition and survived through countless surgeries. He, like Kobe, was so insanely driven and passionate. Every time something got in his way, he conquered it. Like Kobe, I thought he was immortal. But nobody is. When tragedy strikes and the good die young, you grapple with how and why it happened. When it happens to somebody you truly love, it's almost impossible to make peace with it. I still struggle to be at peace with the loss of my cousin Stephen. Being with him when his final episode occurred, which thankfully he went very quickly and painlessly, I of course was overcome by a sense of guilt. What could I have done differently? Could I have saved him somehow? Is this my fault? The worst part was facing his parents the next day. I broke down immediately as I hugged them both, my aunt and uncle, the parents who just lost their child. I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I kept saying as I cried in their arms. And then I heard the words I couldn't have known I needed to hear. Such comfort and compassion. Don't you be sorry for 1 second. You have no idea how glad we are, how comforted we are, knowing that you were with him in his final moments. He loved you so much. It's always been hard, but that thought always gives me comfort. That's what I keep coming back to with Kobe. I keep thinking about Kobe and Gigi in their final moments. A father holding and protecting his daughter, but completely helpless. It breaks your fucking heart. But I find comfort in knowing that they had each other in those final moments. Family loving family, being together. It's a small comfort, but it goes a long way to finding some peace in an unspeakable tragedy. Love your loved ones hard. Appreciate every moment you have with them, because you don't know when that last moment will happen. If you're lucky, you can be there at the end. And now I'm a crying mess again. But that's okay. Grieving takes time and comes in waves. appreciate you all and wanted to share something real. Thanks for reading. I share that with you because I appreciate all of you. It's something deeply personal. It's something, honestly, that I don't like to let myself think about often because it's so damn sad. And as I said, I'm not super good with emotions. But it's part of what we do. Human emotion and the stories that are driven by human emotion is such a big part of why we are sports fans. Triumph and defeat, joy and sadness. And sometimes the joy and the sadness is just about winning or losing a basketball game. And sometimes, like it has been for the last few days, it's about things a hell of a lot bigger and more important than that. But that's always what drives our fandom. Sharing moments with people. Rooting for people that we love, even though we don't even necessarily know them on a personal level. But we love them because we appreciate what they do and the city they play for. And sharing those moments of joy and sadness, of victory and defeat with our fellow sports fans, many of whom are our dear loved ones, family and friends. The little joys in life that you can escape the shit and the sadness and the awful things that just come with everyday life and surviving your way through it. Watching the game with your dad or your brother or your best friend. Sports is so often a beautiful release for those of us who find beauty in this game or any game and use it as a release to escape from the real world shit that drags us down. And when tragedy strikes in this game that's supposed to be an escape for all of us, it's hard to handle. But it is a good reminder of how fleeting and precious life is. My heart is so broken for Kobe's family, for his wife who lost her husband and a daughter, for his other daughters who lost a father and a sister. And I'm sure just about all of us out there know directly how that feels to lose somebody you love. And it's okay that it takes time to get past that. And it's okay if you never get past that. It's been 5.5 years, and when I still, 5.5 years later, let my mind wander towards the loss of my cousin, and I knew that when I finally started to let the reality of Kobe's loss sink in, that that's where my mind would go. I knew that I wouldn't have the mental or emotional strength to handle it. But that's okay. We're all human. And we all feel. And again, that is such a big part of what makes us sports fans and what makes sports so great. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. I'm still not ready to talk Bulls basketball. Definitely not today, because today happened to be the day where it hit me, and I am an emotional wreck today. But even as an emotional wreck, I still wanted to talk to you, my fellow Bulls fans, my fellow basketball fans, as I'm sure all of you out there are still grieving in your own way. And if you want to share some of your thoughts on the passing of Kobe Bryant, we're here for you. Hit us up on Twitter. Send us some texts or voicemails. And we'll get through this together as best we can. And hopefully, starting tomorrow, after a few deep breaths and a little bit more time, we'll be ready to talk Bulls basketball. love all you out there who appreciate and support this podcast. I love all you out there in Bulls Nation. You have no idea how much Jordan and I appreciate you guys. So be well. Take care of each other. Hug your loved ones close. And we'll talk soon. My co-host Jordan Malley, Matt Peksan. Thanks for listening, Bulls Nation.
Locked On Bulls, a show for the most passionate fan base in the NBA. Hosts Jordan Malley and Matt Peck dive into the best Bulls news and stories around the NBA. For more content and to stay up to date, head over to LockedOnBulls.com